Velkommen til Impact Churches podcast. Vi håber, du bliver inspireret af dette budskab.
Just waiting until he is ready.
Jeg venter bare til han er klar.
And I'm waiting until he is ready.
Jeg venter til han er klar.
He is always ready.
Han er altid klar.
Oh, here we go again. I can just take my notes and.
Jeg kan bare tage mine noter og smide langt væk.
If there was one verse.
Hvis der var et vers.
That I would put on a coffee mug.
Som jeg gerne vil have på et kaffekrus.
It's the verse that I'm going to say right now.
Så er det det vers, som jeg skal citere nu.
First Peter.
Første Peter.
1.
Verse
7.
Vers 7.
Cast all your anxiety up on me.
Kast al jeres bekymring på mig.
That's what we do on a coffee cup. You know, we are anxious and then we drink coffee. And
det er det, vi gør med en kaffekop. Vi er bekymrede, så får vi vores kaffe.
That's taking a verse out of context.
Det er at tage et vers ud af sammenhængen.
But that's what Peter says.
Men det er det, Peter han siger.
Peter comes with wisdom.
Peter kommer med visdom.
Wild Peter.
Vilde Peter.
Peter who was always talking too quickly before he was thinking.
Som altid talte før han tænkte.
He was always anxious about everything.
Han var altid bekymret for et eller andet.
But Peter is older here.
Men her Peter ældre.
Yeah. This is like, you know, you say to the kids, you give your kids advice, don't do what I did when I was younger.
Det er ligesom, når du siger til dine børn, du skal lade være med at gøre, hvad jeg gjorde, da jeg var yngre.
This is what Peter is doing here.
Det er det, Peter han gør her.
And he says, cast all your anxiety up onto God.
Han siger, kast al jeres bekymringer på Jesus.
That's a good verse, or not?
Det er et godt vers, er det ikke?
That's a good verse.
Det er et godt vers.
We can stop it here.
Vi kan stoppe lige her.
But do you know there was a verse before it also?
Men der var også et vers før det her vers.
And you know there's also a verse after it.
Og der er også et vers efter.
Because I'm going to read 4 verses to you.
Jeg skal læse 4 vers for jer.
And if I'm honest,
og hvis jeg er ærlig,
I only like this verse.
Så er jeg mest til det her vers.
I only like cast all your anxiety up to him.
Så kan jeg kun lide det her med at kaste alle mine bekymringer på ham.
But you know what? I've noticed.
Men jeg har lagt mærke til,
that when I'm anxious,
at når jeg er bekymret,
when I'm fearful,
når jeg er frygtsom,
when I worry,
når jeg bekymrer mig,
I cast it up on him.
Så når jeg smider det på ham.
But it feels like it comes back.
Så er det som om det kommer tilbage til mig.
You know, sometimes I go to church.
Så kommer jeg i kirke nogle gange.
And I'm anxious.
Og jeg er nervøs.
And I go home.
Og så kommer jeg hjem.
And I feel I'm even more anxious.
Og så er det som om jeg er endnu mere bekymret.
And I'm going like, what? There was something missing.
Og jeg tænker, der må være et eller andet, der mangler.
But Peter is explaining what is missing.
Peter, han forklarer, hvad det er der.
Are we ready for this?
Er I klar til det her?
Wow, I love the excitement today.
Jeg elsker den begejstring der.
Come on, this is Impact Church.
Det her er Impact Church. Kom nu.
I've got some friends here.
Jeg har nogle venner her.
I've been bragging how loud we are.
Jeg har pralet af, hvor
højrøstet
det er. Er vi klar til det her?
Thank you. Okay, here we go. So, 1 Peter 5.
1. Peter 5.
Verse 5.
Vers 5.
It says this. Likewise, you who are younger, be subjected to your elders.
Lige så skal I unge underordne under de ældste.
We parents, we love this verse.
Det her vers, det elsker vi forældre.
We take this one.
Vi tager det her.
Clothe yourself with all of you with humility towards one another.
I skal være klædt i ydmyghed over for hinanden.
For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
For Gud står de hovmodige imod, de ydmyge viser han noget.
Then he says it again. Humble yourself.
Så siger han igen, ydmyg jer.
Therefore, under a mighty hand of God, so you at the proper time that he may exalt you.
Ydmyg jer derfor under Guds stærke hånd, så vil han ophøje jer.
And then comes the verse, casting all your anxieties onto him.
Når tiden kommer, og kast al jeres bekymring på ham.
Because he cares for you.
For han har omsorg for jer.
So, if you want to take back your mind.
Så hvis du gerne vil have dit sind tilbage.
Where you worry?
Hvor du bekymrer dig?
Where you anxious?
Hvor du er frygtsom?
You have to humble your heart.
Så må du ydmyge dit hjerte.
Like, I like that moment when it also gets quiet.
Jeg kan godt lide, når det bliver sådan helt stille.
And what does it mean humble your heart?
Hvad mener jeg med at ydmyge mit hjerte?
It means that he is in control, you're not in control.
Det betyder, at han er i kontrol, og du er ikke i kontrol.
That is not my time, but his time.
Det er ikke min tid, men det er hans tid.
It's not my money, but it's his money.
Det er ikke mine penge, det er hans penge.
Oh, did I say that?
Og sagde jeg virkelig
yes,
det?
I did.
Ja, det gjorde jeg.
Because so many times we are so anxious about finances.
Fordi så ofte så bekymrer vi os om penge.
Because I'm deciding what happens with my money.
Fordi jeg skal nok bestemme, hvad der skal ske med mine penge.
Instead of that, he is the master of my finances.
I stedet for at han er herre over mine penge.
Do you know that he blessed you?
Ved du, at han velsigner dig?
With a talent, so you can work.
Med talenter og gaver, så du kan arbejde.
So you can make money.
Sådan så du kan tjene penge.
So it's because of him. He has given you an ability.
Så han har givet dig evne.
He's given you a gift, a mind.
Gaver, et sind.
Or an a craft in your hands.
Eller et håndelag til
or
noget.
Or you got an heart, and that's why you're such an amazing nurse.
Og du har et fantastisk hjerte, så du vil være en fantastisk sygeplejerske.
Or an amazing school teacher.
Eller skolelærer.
So he has given you those talents.
Så han har givet dig de talenter.
So you get finances.
Så du får penge.
But then we look at those finances.
Men så ser vi på de her penge.
And we start worrying about what to do with them.
Og vi begynder at bekymre os om, hvad vi skal gøre med dem.
But you don't have to worry because he already gave you the ability to
make them. Men du behøver ikke bekymre dig, for han har allerede givet dig evnerne til at skabe de her penge.
That's humbling yourself.
Det er at ydmyge sig selv.
It's knowing it's all the time about him.
Og vide, at det hele tiden handler om
ham.
He
is in control.
Han er i kontrol.
He is the one who's creating everything.
Det er ham, som har skabt alt og er skaberen af alt.
I'm speaking right now in the mic.
Jeg taler lige nu i en mikrofon.
And I'm in control.
Og jeg har kontrol.
Because it's the mic. I got the mic, so I can decide what I say right now.
Jeg har mikrofonen, så jeg kan beslutte, hvad jeg siger lige nu.
I really can. Oh wait, but wait. Oh what?
Det kan jeg, men vent.
Oh wait, there is somebody behind the scenes.
Men der er nogen bag kulisserne.
Suddenly is controlling.
Som pludselig kontrollerer. Det som er i min hånd.
You see that?
Så er det.
God has given me the ability to preach.
Gud har givet mig evne til at prædike.
But there's somebody behind the scenes.
Men der er en bag kulisserne.
There's somebody behind the scenes.
En bag kulisserne.
He has given me the hand, but he's in control.
Han har givet mig det i hånden, men han er i kontrol.
This wasn't time for mic drop, but I'm not going to do
det. Det her var et tidspunkt til mic drop, men jeg gør det ikke.
This is what it's about.
Det er det her, det handler om.
It's about him.
Om ham.
Oh, but it sounds so easy.
Oh, men det lyder så nemt.
You know, I find it actually so hard.
Jeg finder det faktisk ret vanskeligt.
I you know what? Okay. Confession time.
Nu er det tid til bekendelse.
I worry once in a while.
Jeg bekymrer mig faktisk fra tid til anden.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I do.
What?
Sometimes I struggle.
Nogle gange så kæmper jeg.
And I get so surprised when I struggle.
Og så bliver jeg så overrasket over, at jeg kæmper.
And I only preach about things that I'm on a journey on or try to master.
Og jeg prædiker kun ting, som jeg er på vej i eller er i gang med at mestre.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Jeg er der ikke endnu.
Pretty close.
Jeg er ret tæt på.
But not yet.
Men ikke helt.
So I get surprised when I struggle.
Så jeg bliver overrasket, når jeg kæmper.
And then I went to the Lord.
Så gik jeg til Herren.
I said, Lord, why do I struggle all the time?
Så siger herre, hvorfor kæmper jeg hele tiden?
He says, because you get surprised every time you struggle, you get surprised.
Det er fordi hver gang du kæmper, så bliver du overrasket.
You get surprised that you suffer.
Du bliver overrasket over, du lider.
But I must not suffer. Jesus died for my suffering.
Jamen, jeg skal jo ikke lide, fordi Jesus døde for min lidelse.
Oh wait, there's a verse more.
Og vent, der er vers mere.
Oh Peter, thank you so much for backing
Peter,
me up.
For at du bakker mig op.
Because it says this.
For der står sådan her.
Verse 8, I think we are right now.
Vers 8 er vi ved.
Be of sober mind and be watchful.
Vær overvågne og på vagt.
Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion.
Jeres modstander, djævlen, går rundt som en brølende løve.
Seeking for somebody to devour.
Og leder efter nogen at sluge.
Resist him, firm in your faith.
Stå ham imod, faste i troen.
And now it comes. This is so encouraging. Are you ready?
Det her, det er så opmuntrende.
Okay. Knowing that the same kind of suffering,
I ved jo, at de samme lidelser
are being experienced by your brothers throughout the whole world.
Rammer jeres brødre her i verden.
Peter says, you're not the only one.
Peter siger, du er ikke den eneste.
You're not the only one who's suffering.
Du er ikke den eneste, der lider.
But didn't Jesus die?
Men døde Jesus ikke for mig?
So that I don't have to suffer.
Sådan så jeg ikke skulle lide.
Yes, you don't have to suffer about shame in your life.
Lide et liv i skam.
You don't have to suffer about the pain that tries to come towards you.
Du behøver ikke at lide med den smerte, som kommer imod dig.
But the suffering is that actually you want to grow in his likeness.
Men lidelsen er i, at du prøver at ønske at være ham lig.
And that can strain your spiritual muscles.
Og det kan godt sådan ligesom strække dine åndelige muskler.
Claus is not here today.
Og Claus er her ikke i dag.
Because he goes the gym all the time.
Fordi han træner virkelig.
Yeah, and but he knows.
Men han ved.
Okay, who goes to the gym?
Hvem går i fitnesscenter?
No lying. Who goes to the gym?
Hvem går i fitnesscenter?
Just because you're membership, you don't go.
Bare fordi du ikke.
We go to the gym.
Hvem går virkelig?
No, but you know when you train.
Men du ved når du træner.
Yeah, your muscles get sore.
Så bliver dine muskler ømme.
Because they get trained.
Fordi de bliver trænet.
Okay, that's also with your spiritual life.
Sådan er det også i det åndelige.
That's the suffering you're called to.
Det er den lidelse du er kaldet til.
You're called to like, oh, but I got so more potential.
Du har så meget mere potentiale.
I know I can do this.
Jeg ved jeg kan gøre
and
det.
And I've got dreams.
Og jeg har drømme.
I got desires.
Jeg har længsler.
I got prophetic words.
Jeg har profetiske ord.
But my God, why have you forsaken me?
Men min Gud, hvorfor har du forladt mig?
Why is it not working yet?
Hvorfor virker det?
Why am I not there yet?
Hvorfor er jeg der ikke
nu? It's because you're growing.
Det er fordi du vokser.
That's suffering. That's good. That's healthy.
Den er sund.
That's the suffering you need.
Det er den lidelse du har brug for.
Not the shame.
Ikke skam.
I'm not good enough.
Jeg er ikke god nok.
You're more than enough.
Du er mere end nok.
You created in His image.
Du er skabt i Hans billede.
Yeah. I don't have enough.
Jeg har ikke nok.
You got more than enough.
Du har mere end nok.
You got the creator of night and day.
Du har skaberen af nat og dag.
The one who said, "Let there be light."
Han som sagde, lad der blive lys.
And poof.
Poof.
Or now you go all in the poop.
Eller poop.
And there was light. I don't know how
lys.
He did it.
Jeg ved ikke hvordan han gjorde det.
But it was suddenly.
Men pludselig.
It was creation.
Så var der skabning.
The one who created.
Han som skabte.
You're His creation. But that power lives inside of you.
Du er hans skabning, men hans skaberkraft lever i dig.
So you have everything.
Så du har alt.
Oh, but I don't feel that.
Men jeg føler ikke, jeg har det.
Oh, what do you think the little boy felt when he came to Jesus?
Hvordan tror du den lille dreng havde det, da han kom til Jesus?
Yeah, the disciples, they are worrying, they're panicking.
Disciplerne, de gik i panik.
Yeah, Peter was going like.
Peter gjorde sådan der.
So many people, they're so hungry.
Så mange mennesker, de er sultne.
And then a little boy comes.
Så kommer der en lille dreng.
With his little lunch package.
Med sin lille madpakke.
His little Happy Meal.
Hans lille Happy Meal.
And he opens his Happy Meal.
Han åbner sin Happy Meal.
And he says, I got 4 chicken nuggets.
Og jeg har 4 nuggets.
Some fries.
Nogle pomfritter.
And a little Coke.
Og en lille cola.
Here you go, Jesus.
Her Jesus.
And Peter goes.
Og Peter siger.
So many people that need to be fed.
Der er så mange mennesker der har brug for mad.
Little boy said, "This is what I have."
Og den lille dreng han siger bare, det er det her
Jesus
jeg har.
Says, "I will show you what I got."
Og så siger Jesus, nu vil jeg vise dig hvad jeg
and
har.
He thanked his father.
Og så takker han sin far.
And then the disciples came.
Og så kommer disciplene.
And took all the little happy meal boxes.
Og tog alle de små happy meal boxes.
And they start giving out of the happy
meal boxes. Og så begynder de at dele ud af det.
And there were nugget after nugget after nugget.
Og der var nugget efter nugget.
There was more than enough.
Der var mere end nok.
I tried to make it difficult.
Jeg prøver at gøre det svært for ham.
There was more than enough.
Der var mere end nok.
So you got more than enough.
Så du har mere end nok.
But have you given it to God?
Men har du givet det til Gud?
Are you holding on to that mic?
Holder du fast i mikrofonen?
Or do you know who has given you the ability to talk through it?
Eller ved du hvem der har givet dig evnen til at tale igennem den?
Ah, but it was so much. Can I be honest? Can I confess something?
Kan jeg være ærlig?
I thought it was much easier when I was not a believer.
Jeg synes det var meget nemmere da jeg ikke var en troende.
Because I could just do what I wanted.
Fordi der kunne jeg bare gøre hvad jeg havde lyst til.
No, really?
Nej, virkelig.
I could just, you know, if I got anxious, I got anxious.
Hvis jeg var bekymret, så kunne jeg være bekymret.
And I could react how I wanted to.
Og så kunne jeg reagere som jeg havde lyst til.
I could just go to somebody.
Jeg kunne bare gå hen til nogen.
And say F you.
Og sige F dig.
F you.
F dig.
And then I got saved.
Og så blev jeg frelst.
And I got the Holy Spirit inside.
Og Helligånden kom ind i mig.
And the Holy Spirit who convicts me.
Og Helligånden som overbeviser mig om synd.
Corrects me.
Og korrigerer mig.
And the Holy Spirit that suddenly I feel suffering.
Og pludselig så mærker jeg en
lidelse. Because I want to go to that person.
Fordi jeg har lyst til at gå til den person.
And the person mistreated me.
Og personen han gjorde bare gjorde noget imod mig.
And suddenly the Holy Spirit said, just say it.
Og pludselig så siger Helligånden, sig det bare.
What?
Hvad?
Can I say it?
Kan jeg sige det?
He says, yeah, but it means something else.
Ja, men det betyder noget
does
andet.
Does it mean something else?
Betyder noget andet.
What?
Hvad?
He says, just say it.
Bare sig det.
And I go to the person.
Så går jeg hen til
personen. I say, F you.
Og så siger jeg F dig.
And the person goes like, what?
Hvad?
And then God says, but you have to say what it means.
Og så må du forklare, hvad det
and
betyder.
I, said, I forgive you.
Jeg tilgiver dig.
Forgiver
dig,
difference.
Kan man ikke sige for dansk. Der er en forskel.
I could say, go away. Don't want to have anything to do with you.
Jeg kan sige, jeg vil ikke have noget med dig at gøre. Skrid.
Yeah, you hurt me. I don't want.
Du har såret mig så.
Go away.
Gå.
Or now I have to say, you hurt me.
Jeg kan også sige, du har såret mig.
But I want to love you.
Men jeg vil elske dig.
Because Jesus tells me I have to.
fordi det skal jeg ifølge Jesus.
No, really. That's how it goes in the beginning.
Det er sådan,
okay.
Man har det i starten. Okay. Det er okay.
Now I go I put the F-bomb everywhere.
Nu kommer jeg med den her F-bombe alle steder.
We have to be
jeg
a church where the F-bomb gets so strong.
Vi må være en kirke, hvor den her bombe er så stærk.
Where forgiveness is so strong.
Hvor tilgivelse er så stærk iblandt os.
That's a part of suffering.
Det er en del af lidelsen.
Suffering is.
Lidelse er.
That, okay, I just take this as an example.
Jeg tager bare det her som eksempel.
Jamie didn't hurt me.
Fordi Jamie har ikke really såret like mig. Jeg kan virkelig godt lide ham.
But then I can go like, oh, you know that leader.
Og så kan jeg gå der over den her leder.
And then next time when he's preaching, I'm
så næste gang
going
han
to go
prædiker,
on my Snapchat
så går jeg på min Snapchat.
Yeah. But now I will go like, you know
Men
what?
Nu gør jeg sådan her.
I forgive him.
Jeg tilgiver ham.
I want to love him.
Jeg vil elske ham.
He's my leader.
Han er min leder.
You know what? Bible says, suffer.
Det er som om Bibelen siger, lid.
I have to also honor him.
Men jeg må også ære ham.
I have to bless him.
Velsigne ham.
Do you know what I do sometimes?
Ved du, hvad jeg gør nogle gange?
People who are against me.
Med mennesker, som er imod mig.
Yeah, I go bless them.
Så velsigner okay. jeg
so
dem.
I travel around.
Jeg rejser rundt.
And so some people don't like what I say.
Og der er nogen,
der
ikke kan lide det, jeg siger, det jeg gør.
And I can understand that because if you take the F-bomb out of context.
Og det kan jeg godt forstå, fordi hvis du tager F-bomben ud af kontekst, så kan jeg også godt forstå det.
But I got people who write me. Hate mail.
Men jeg har nogen, som skriver hademails til mig.
Really. I come to a city to say, if you come to the city, God will judge you.
Og jeg har nogen, der siger, hvis du kommer til den her by, så vil Gud dømme dig.
You're not wanted here.
Du er ikke ønsket her.
And then this was while I was a Christian.
Og det her, det var mens jeg var en kristen.
I'm going to tell them now.
Og så tager jeg, nu skal jeg fortælle dem.
Who I am.
Hvem jeg er.
Who God is.
Hvem Gud er.
How wrong you are.
Og hvor forkert du er.
And I could, you know, that gave satisfaction.
Og det gav sådan en tilfredsstillelse.
For like 1.2 seconds.
I sådan 1,2 sekunder.
And then I became bitter.
Og så blev jeg bitter.
And I'm like, okay, that's not working.
Så tænkte jeg, det her, det virker ikke.
Okay, you know what? Now I just ignore them.
Så jeg tænkte, nu så vil jeg bare ignorere dem.
That didn't work.
Det virkede heller ikke.
Because you got somebody called a liar.
Fordi du har en, som er en løgner.
Who thinks he is a lion, by the way,
som
because he says he comes like a prowling lion.
Der står han går rundt som en brølende løve.
To devour you.
For at fortære dig.
To devour me.
Og mig.
So when I ignore it.
Så når jeg ignorerer det.
Then he comes.
Så kommer han.
And he reminds me all the time.
Så minder han mig hele tiden om det.
Yeah, you deleted the email.
Og det, du slettede e-mailen.
But they still think about you like that.
Men de tænker stadig sådan her om
dig. You're not wanted.
Du er ikke ønsket.
And still, oh.
Stadigvæk så er det sådan.
So okay, God, what then?
Gud, hvad så? Hvad skal jeg så gøre?
Love them.
Elsk dem.
So next time.
Så næste gang.
I got an hate mail coming in.
Så jeg får sådan en hademail ind.
And I'm prophetic.
Og jeg er profetisk.
What prophetic means if you don't know it.
Og det profetisk betyder, hvis
it
ikke du ved det.
Understanding God's heartbeat for other people.
Det betyder, at man forstår Guds hjerte for andre mennesker.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the email.
Så jeg ser på e-mailen.
And everything inside of me goes like.
Og alt i mig har det sådan her.
But then, okay, God, what do you think about
så
that person?
Men Gud, hvad tænker du om den person?
And suddenly, like such a beautiful thing about down.
Og så er det som at så kom der sådan noget smukt noget jeg skal.
Oh no, I'm not so fast.
Det er ikke så hurtigt jeg ikke. Jeg sidder sådan der.
And suddenly I'm writing just the most beautiful message for.
Pludselig så skriver jeg det mest smukke, den smukkeste besked til den her person.
And but then the suffering came.
Men så kommer lidelsen.
Because I had to push send.
Fordi jeg skal trykke send.
I'm very honest.
Og nu er jeg bare ærlig.
It went almost 3 days for me to push send.
Det tog næsten 3 dage for mig at trykke send.
Because I found it so unfair.
For jeg synes det var så uretfærdigt.
That person said I was the worst person in the world.
Den her person sagde jeg var den værste person i verden.
Like I was the devil himself.
Som om jeg var djævlen selv.
And I have to say how amazing you are.
Og så skal jeg sige hvor fantastisk du er.
Really Jesus?
Virkelig Jesus?
And then, you know, he doesn't say anything.
Han siger ingenting.
I can just notice that he goes like,
Han siger,
And he's waiting.
Han venter.
He's waiting for me to
han
do
something. Han venter på at jeg skal gøre noget.
And you are waiting for God to do something.
Og du venter på at Gud skal gøre noget.
You know what? God is waiting for you to do something.
Men Gud han venter på at du skal gøre
if
noget.
If you don't forgive.
Hvis ikke du tilgiver.
If you don't love.
Hvis ikke du elsker.
It says this in the word.
Så står der sådan her i ordet.
Out of the goodness and kindness people will repent and come to salvation.
Ud af godhed og mildhed så vil mennesker omvende sig.
But you know what?
Ved du hvad?
Some of the most bitter people I know.
Nogle af de mest bitre mennesker
jeg
kender.
And the most resentful people I know.
Nogle af dem som har mest forkastelse.
Sometimes I find them in church.
Nogle gange så finder jeg dem i kirken.
Come on, we have to be better than that.
Vi er nødt til at være bedre end det.
I have to be better than that.
Jeg er nødt til at være bedre end det.
So 3 days.
Så i 3 dage.
Then I sent it.
Og så trykker jeg send.
Now becomes one of those amazing stories.
Og nu blev det en af de her fantastiske historier.
Wrote back.
Den her person skrev
and
tilbage.
And we became best friends.
Og vi blev bedste venner.
No.
Nej.
I wish that was true.
Jeg ville ønske det var sandt.
I never heard anything from
jeg
that
hørte
person.
Aldrig noget til.
However, I started doing that with every hate mail.
Men jeg begyndte at gøre det med enhver hademail jeg fik.
I'm looking forward to get hate mail now.
Nu begynder jeg næsten at se frem
Why?
Til at få de her mails.
Because I can love people.
Hvorfor? Fordi jeg kan elske
not
mennesker.
Not out of my ability.
Ikke ud af
but
hvad
out
jeg
of his
er i stand til, men ud af hvad han er i stand til.
I, you know that suffering is amazing.
Den lidelse er fantastisk.
Because I'm growing in his likeness.
Fordi jeg vokser i lighed.
And when I grow in his likeness.
Og når jeg vokser i lighed af ham.
You know what happens then?
Ved du hvad der så sker?
Then I start liking myself.
Så begynder jeg også at kunne lide mig selv.
And you know that's very important.
Og det er faktisk ret vigtigt.
Because Jesus says this. Love your neighbor.
Fordi Jesus han sagde elsk din næste.
Like you love yourself.
Som du elsker dig selv.
And if you go I cannot love my
neighbor. Og hvis du siger jeg kan
ikke
elske min nabo nok.
Then start loving people on purpose.
Så begynd at elske mennesker med vilje.
Because then the love starts growing.
Fordi så begynder kærligheden
at
vokse.
And then suddenly you can look in the mirror.
Og pludselig kan du se dig i spejlet.
And you go like how are you doing?
Så kan du tænke hvordan har du det?
And you like yourself.
Og du kan lide dig selv.
That's good.
Det er godt.
Are we still good?
Har vi det godt?
Okay. And it's also, you know, but the enemy is everywhere.
Men fjenden han er alle vejen.
Well, he is.
Det er han.
The enemy feeds on stuff.
Fjenden han fodrer os på sådan noget.
Han feeds on negative things.
Han fodrer os af det negative.
You know that's why you call it the feed in Facebook.
Det er derfor det hedder et feed på Facebook.
Because it's feeding stuff
Fordi
in your mind.
Fordi det fodrer noget i dit sind.
And you're going and you're going like, oh, but I want to be so positive.
Og du tænker, åh, oh, jeg vil være så positiv.
But you're looking at all those negative stuff.
Men du ser på alle de her negative ting, der bliver skrevet.
I just came back on Facebook. I have not been active on Facebook for 2.5 months.
Jeg er lige kommet tilbage på Facebook. Jeg har ikke været aktiv i 2.5 måneder.
And it was pretty hard.
Det
I'm
var
very honestly.
Ret svært, vil jeg sige.
It was.
Det var det.
And I was very happy when God said, now you can post something.
Og jeg var meget glad, da Gud sagde, nu kan du poste
I'm
noget.
I'm back! But by the way, I could notice. Wait, I'm opening my door.
Men med det samme kunne jeg mærke, jeg åbnede for en dør.
To my mind.
Til mit sind.
To things.
For ting.
That the enemy is going.
Som fjenden prøver at komme med.
I'm going to plant some seeds inside of you.
Nu skal jeg plante nogle frø i dit sind.
Do you know that we are quicker to post something than we are to pray about something?
Ved du, vi er hurtigere til at poste noget end vi er til at bede om noget?
Ouch.
Ouch.
But it's true.
Men det er sandt.
We got an opinion.
Vi har en mening.
We post it.
Vi smider det op.
Instead of praying about it.
I stedet for at bede over det.
We are so quick to come with our responses.
Vi er så hurtige til at respondere.
You know, opinions.
Og give vores meninger til kende.
About people we don't know.
Om mennesker vi overhovedet ikke kender.
About situations we cannot change.
Om situationer vi ikke engang kender til.
And you know what, the enemy goes like, man, this is easy.
Og fjenden han tænker, hot, det er nemt det her.
I don't do anything.
Jeg skal derfor ikke gøre noget.
They do it all themselves.
De gør det helt af sig selv.
Scroll. I only once in a while have to say like, yeah, they're right.
Det er kun lige en gang imellem, skal jeg lige give dem ret.
And more and more, you are,
Og mere og mere, så får du det her negativt.
I don't say don't go on social media.
Jeg siger ikke, lad være med at være på
sociale
medier.
Some people really like some funny videos.
Nogen, de kan virkelig lide nogle sjove videoer.
You know, I also can laugh about some videos.
Jeg kan også godt sidde og grine over nogle sjove videoer.
But you know still how much time that takes?
Men ved du stadig, hvor meget tid det faktisk tager?
Yesterday, I thought it was very funny.
Der var noget i går, jeg synes
I
var rigtig sjovt.
I saw a video, it was the Rhapsody from Queen.
Det var but Queen's it was Rhapsody.
But it was with cats.
Men med katte.
And I was laughing so much.
Og jeg grinede så meget.
And I was in 3.5 minutes.
På 3.5 minutter.
And it was 5 minutes and 27 seconds.
Og så 5 minutes og 20 sekunder.
And then God says, "What are you doing?"
Og så siger Gud, "Hvad laver du?"
I said, "I'm laughing. This is fun."
Jeg griner, det er sjovt.
I said, "But this is not a waste of your time."
Men så siger Gud, er det ikke spild af din tid det her?
Just think about what God can do when you pray 3.5 minutes.
Bare tænk på, hvad Gud kan gøre, når du beder i 3.5 minutter.
I don't say don't watch a video.
Jeg siger ikke, du ikke må se en video.
It's at the load of, please do it. You know, if you get, if you know, if like, ah, that's fun. It's also okay to have fun.
Det er også okay at glæde sig.
I don't say that.
Det er ikke det, jeg siger.
I just say, try to prioritize.
Jeg siger bare, prøv at prioritere.
Because you got that power.
Fordi du har
and
den,
we're giving the enemy
den
power.
Myndighed.
And we go all the time, ah, the enemy.
Så er det som om, du giver fjenden plads alle vejene.
And it's you going.
Det er jo dig, der sidder og scroller.
So in verse 6.
I vers 6.
It's actually amazing. So Peter is writing this.
Peter han skriver det her.
But it's almost like he's writing it to us in 2023.
Men det er nærmest som om han skriver det til os i 2023.
Like I think we are one of the most anxious generations ever.
Jeg tror vi er de mest bekymrede generationer nogensinde.
All the time I hear people that are worrying.
Jeg hører altid om mennesker der bekymrer sig.
I'm one of them.
Og jeg er faktisk en af dem
really?
En gang imellem.
I'm all good.
Det er ikke fordi jeg altid har det godt.
No, this helps me also. When I preach, I also preach for myself.
Når jeg prædiker, så prædiker jeg også til mig selv.
But then in verse 6 he says.
Men i vers 6 så siger han
that we are covered by his hand, by God's hand.
Så siger han, at vi er dækket af hans hånd.
And so what does that mean?
Hvad betyder det?
For Peter it meant something very different than for us.
For Peter betød det noget meget anderledes end det betyder for os.
Most people we talk about God's hand.
Fordi for de fleste når vi taler om Guds hånd.
You know it's the hand of provision.
Så er det forsørgelsens hånd.
What can I get?
Hvad kan jeg få?
You know and okay, who has ever had who here in church have ever had an encounter that God provided for you? It's not only financially, but can also be that, you know, meeting the right people or getting the right job.
Hvem her i kirken har nogensinde oplevet, at Gud har sørget for dig på den ene eller den anden måde?
Most of us have that.
Det har de fleste
af os,
og det elsker jeg.
Peter loved that.
Det elsker Peter.
Peter saw it.
Peter så det.
You know the Happy Meals, remember?
Happy Meals, som vi talte om før.
He saw Jesus just providing.
Han så hvordan Jesus sørgede for mad.
But when Peter was talking here about the hand of God.
Men da Peter her taler om Guds stærke hånd.
He also knows about the hand of God who keeps you back.
Så kender han også til Guds hånd som den der holder dig tilbage.
Or who protects.
Eller beskytter.
And a lot of times we don't want God protection.
Og mange gange så vil vi ikke have Guds
well,
beskyttelse.
We want to.
Det er godt, vi vil gerne have det.
Yeah, God protect me.
Og Gud beskyt mig.
Yeah, guide me.
Guide mig.
But I will go my ways.
Ja, jeg vil gerne prøve min
vej. And then intervene.
Og så kan Gud come in.
No, guide me, protect me means actually do it on, you know, in prepared ways.
Det betyder at når vi siger at Gud skal guide os og beskytte os, så betyder det at han gør det på forhånd.
Yeah, God has protected me from me so many times.
Gud han har beskyttet mig fra mig så mange gange.
Oh my goodness. I'm so happy he does that.
Du Gud, så jeg er så glad for at han gør det.
Because I can relate to Peter. I'm like
fordi jeg kan godt relatere til Peter.
Yeah, I do some stupid stuff.
Jeg gør nogle gange nogle dumme ting.
Do you know most suffering is not because you're just stupid or I'm just stupid.
Ved du godt det meste af det vi det vi mærker som vi lider det er faktisk på grund af vores egen dumhed.
That's not spiritual suffering.
Det er ikke åndeligt at lide.
Doing stupid stuff.
Det er bare fordi vi gør nogle dumme ting.
Not stewarding your money well.
Ikke at forvalte vores penge ordentligt.
Ah, but I quit my job.
Jamen jeg sagde mit job op.
Before I got another job.
Før jeg fik et andet job.
That's not wisdom.
Det er ikke visdom.
Well, if God guides you and tells you, that's
ja,
something else.
Hvis Gud guider dig og siger det til dig, så er det
but
noget
you know,
andet.
Most of the times,
men for det meste,
God wants to provide for you a new job.
Så vil Gud gerne sørge for det næste job, inden du siger det gamle op.
Yeah, I sold a house.
Jeg solgte et hus.
To move to another house.
For at flytte til et andet.
I bought a house before I sold my house.
Jeg købte et hus før jeg flyttede ud.
That was stupid.
Jeg solgte det andet. Det var dumt.
Now I'm in debt.
Nu er jeg i gæld.
My fault.
Min skyld.
Yeah, I know that.
Det ved jeg godt.
God showed me.
Gud viste mig det.
That was not wisdom.
Det var ikke visdom.
Oh, but I felt God told me to move to that city.
Men jeg følte Gud sagde, at jeg skulle flytte til den her by.
Oh, he told me to move to that city.
Det gjorde han også.
But he also says do things with wisdom.
Men han sagde også gør ting med visdom.
Come on.
Kom nu.
This is what you need to hear.
Det er det her du har brug for at høre.
Okay. This is what I need. I just
det, jeg tager lige spejlet op. Det er det jeg har brug for at høre.
I need to hear this.
Jeg har brug for at høre det her.
So for example in Exodus
så for eksempel i anden Mosebog
where God is guiding the Israelites.
Da Gud han guider israelitterne.
And Moses says only with the mighty hand of God Pharaoh will release us.
Så siger Moses kun med Guds mægtige hånd vil Farao frigive os.
That's an other hand.
Det er en anden hånd.
That mighty hand.
Den mægtige hånd.
You see what I also do?
Kan du se hvad jeg også gør?
You want to have this hand from
God? Du har den her hånd fra Gud.
Sometimes we need the
nogle gange så har vi brug for en knyttet hånd. Det gjorde mere end jeg havde regnet med.
Yeah, but sometimes we need God to put us in place.
Nogle gange så har vi brug for at Gud sætter os på plads.
But I want God to give me something.
Men jeg vil gerne have at Gud skal give mig noget.
But do you want God to take something away?
Men vil du også have at Gud tager noget væk fra dig?
Do you know God sometimes takes you away from situations?
Gud tager nogle gange dig væk fra nogle situationer.
God takes people away from your life because
eller tager
it's good
nogle
for
mennesker
you?
Væk fra dig fordi det ikke er godt for dig.
Ah, but I love those people.
Jamen, jeg elsker jo de mennesker.
Yeah, but they're not good for you.
Ja, men de er ikke gode for dig.
That's protection.
Det er beskyttelse.
That's other hand.
Det er hans hånd, en anden
and,
hånd.
And in the same with Moses.
Og det samme med Moses.
When God wants to part away.
Da Gud han vil da han ville dele havet.
That was God's hand.
Så var det Guds hånd, der gjorde det.
But it was Moses' hand.
Men det var Moses' hånd, som løftede staven.
So there were two hands.
Så der var to hænder.
It's not only God's hand.
Ikke kun Guds hånd.
It's also your hand.
Også din hånd.
Your obedience to react on His word.
Din lydighed, hvor du responderer på Hans ord.
Yeah, that word obedience. We love that word.
Nej, vi elsker det ord lydighed.
But it's so important to be obedient.
Men det er så vigtigt at være lydig.
Oh, but I don't have time to pray today.
Jamen, jeg har ikke tid til at bede i dag.
But it says that we have to pray unceasingly. We have to
Men
pray
der står, vi skal bede kontinuerligt uden ophør.
But I don't have time.
Men jeg har jo ikke tid.
But the Bible says we have to.
Men Bibelen siger, at vi skal.
But I love it when the Bible says all will be given to you.
Men jeg elsker, når Bibelen siger, alt skal gives dig.
But doesn't it say seek my kingdom first and my righteousness?
Står der ikke søg først Guds rige, så skal alt andet gives dig.
You do that to prayer.
Det gør du også med bøn.
To fellowship here.
Fællesskabet her.
Righteousness. You seek his righteousness.
Du søger hans retfærdighed.
To try to walk as righteous in the ability you can.
Og prøve at vandre i den retfærdighed, som du kan.
That he has given you.
Den som han har givet dig.
That's obedience.
Det er lydighed.
Doing the right thing.
At gøre det rigtige.
Sending a love mail instead of an email.
At sende en kærlighedsbrev i stedet for en hademail.
Love your neighbor.
Elsk din nabo.
Forgive them.
Tilgiv dem.
Bless them.
Velsign dem.
You know what I also do sometimes?
Ved du, jeg også gør nogle gange?
If I have been churches or ministries that has been against me.
Hvis der har været kirker eller tjenester imod mig.
I bless them with money.
Så velsigner jeg dem med penge.
Yeah, and they know it's me.
Og de ved det er mig.
They get a nice card.
Fordi de får et pænt kort med hilsen.
We believe in you.
Vi tror på jer.
Thank you for advancing the kingdom.
Tak fordi I fremmer Guds rige.
United we stand.
Vi står sammen i enhed.
And I do that.
Og det gør jeg.
Because I feel it.
Fordi jeg oplever det.
No, I don't.
Nej, det gør jeg ikke.
I do it out of obedience.
Jeg gør det ud af lydighed.
Because Jesus tells me to do so.
Fordi Jesus han siger, jeg skal gøre det.
Cast all your anxiety
off him. Kast al jeres bekymring på mig.
When I was preparing this,
da jeg forberedte mig til det her,
I because I'm in such a worship song writing church,
fordi jeg er sådan en lovsyngende menighed,
I almost felt like I had a song.
Så følte jeg næsten, jeg havde en sang.
Cast all your anxiety on me.
Kast al jeres bekymring på mig.
Lay it down on my feet.
Læg det ned ved mine fødder.
Okay, I'm going to stop here. But
jeg skal nok stoppe her.
You're going to write that song.
Men I skal skrive den her sang.
It already belongs to me.
Det tilhører allerede mig.
Give it to me and you will see.
Giv det til mig, og så vil du se.
Now that singing voice, I know that God has given me a singing voice.
Jeg ved at Gud han har givet mig en sangstemme.
Because every time I sing, I go like, okay, not today, tomorrow.
Fordi hver gang jeg gør det så, ikke i dag, men i morgen.
But Peter, he knew so well.
Men Peter, han vidste så klart.
He's writing out of experience.
Han kender det her af egen erfaring.
He knows what it means to humble himself.
Han ved, hvad det vil sige at ydmyge sig selv.
He knows also what it means to don't understand the ways and the plans of God.
Han ved også, hvad det vil sige ikke at forstå Guds planer.
Because in Matthew 16, 21 and 22 and 23.
Fordi i Matthæus 16, 21-23.
21-23, that was easier, but I'm, yeah. You know, Jesus, he goes to the disciples.
Så kommer Jesus til disciplene.
He says, "Hey, folks."
Så siger han, "Hey, venner."
I have to leave soon.
Jeg skal snart afsted.
I have to go.
Jeg skal gå.
I have to go to the high priest.
Jeg skal til ypperste præsten.
And they will torment me.
Og så vil de pine mig.
I have to suffer.
Jeg skal lide.
For your sake.
For jeres skyld.
That's what he says.
Det var det han sagde.
And then Peter goes.
Og så kommer Peter.
Because Peter, he's got the mic.
Fordi Peter, han har en mikrofon.
He understands Jesus's way.
Han forstår hvordan Jesus arbejder.
Of doing miracles.
Og gør mirakler.
And providing.
Og forsørger.
So I think this happened.
Så jeg tror det var sådan det foregik.
Hey, come on, bro.
Kom nu.
Come on, friend.
Kom nu, ven.
Yeah, listen. Jesus, you cannot do that.
Jesus, det kan du ikke gøre.
Come on, let's do a miracle or two
more. Lad os lave et mirakel eller to
mere.
Come
on, it was so fun with the little boy.
Det var så sjovt med den
lille
dreng.
The little boy with the happy meal.
Den lille dreng med happy meal.
And they gave nuggets everywhere.
Og der var nuggets alle
vejen. And everybody got fat.
Og alle fik
mad. And it was so good.
Det var så godt.
Let's do it again.
Lad os gøre det igen.
No, you must not suffer.
Nej, du skal ikke lide, Jesus.
I will not allow you to suffer.
Det vil jeg ikke tillade dig.
That's what he says, verse 22 and 23.
Vers 21-23.
He says, "No, you know what? I will take my sword."
Så siger han, jeg vil tage mit sværd.
If somebody comes, I will cut their ear.
Hvis nogen kommer, så skal jeg nok hugge
ham. I got you, Jesus.
Jeg har dig.
You know what he does?
Ved du, hvad han gør?
He put Jesus in time out.
Han siger, han sætter Jesus i time out.
He goes like, "You're wrong."
Han siger,
"I'm right."
Du tager fejl,
That's
og jeg har
ret.
Det er det han siger.
And then Jesus says this.
Og så siger Jesus sådan her.
Get behind me, Satan.
Bag mig, Satan.
He went from Simon.
Han gik fra Simon.
Yeah, that means shady and in his own ways.
Simon betyder ligesom at gå sin egen vej.
Yeah, he went to Peter.
Så gik han til Peter.
That means to rock.
Det betyder klippen.
To Satan.
Til Satan.
That is a downgrade.
Det der er en nedgradering.
Because he didn't get it yet.
Fordi han ikke havde fanget det endnu.
He didn't get that Jesus came.
Han forstod ikke, at Jesus kom.
Not as the king that he expected.
Ikke som den konge han forventede.
He says, I come and give you a kingdom that's not from the world and it's not been seen yet.
Han siger, jeg kommer og giver jer en konge, som ikke er fra den her verden, som I ikke har set endnu.
Vers
23 er vi endnu.
That's what he says.
Det er det han siger.
And Peter didn't get it.
Men Peter fangede det ikke.
And that's why Peter says here.
Og det er derfor Peter han siger sådan her.
Humble your heart.
Ydmyg jeres hjerte.
He should have said.
Han burde have sagt.
Oh man, I will miss you.
Ah, jeg kommer til at savne dig.
I don't get it.
Jeg forstår det ikke.
Because I think we got a good time.
For jeg tror vi har det godt.
We are really on a roll here.
Det kører virkelig.
It's working for us.
Det virker for os.
But you're the boss.
Men det er dig der er chef.
You're the CEO.
Det er dig der bestemmer.
You're the man.
You're the man.
He is the CEO of the galaxy.
Han er chefen for galaksen.
The man of the Milky Way.
Manden på Mælkevejen.
He is the one.
Han er den.
But he didn't get it yet.
Men han fangede det ikke endnu.
And you know what? That's how I am.
Og det er sådan jeg nogle gange har det.
That's what pride does. I don't get it always.
Det jeg fanger det ikke altid.
I love attention. I do.
Jeg kan godt lide opmærksomhed. Det kan jeg
and
godt.
And I love that things go my way.
Jeg kan godt lide når det går sådan som jeg gerne vil have det.
And you know what? Once in a while, I'm telling God how to do it.
Og en gang imellem så fortæller jeg Gud hvordan han skal gøre det.
I take his hand.
Jeg tager den her hånd.
Let's go this way.
Så siger jeg, lad os prøve at gå den her vej.
I'm honest.
Nu er jeg bare ærlig.
I'm still learning.
Jeg lærer stadigvæk.
But I'm trying to go okay God. Your way is not my way.
Prøver at sige nej, ikke min vej, men din
your
vej.
Will not my will.
Din vilje og ikke min vilje.
That's suffering for Jesus.
Det er at lide for Jesus.
And that means.
Og det betyder.
That once in a while.
At en gang imellem.
You come to church.
Så kommer du i kirke.
As an adult.
Som en voksen.
And you have to put fastelavn clothing on.
Og så må du tage fastelavn tøj på.
Because that's what is required of you.
Fordi det er det der forventes af dig.
And I think that's so good.
Not og det synes jeg er så fint.
Yeah. But that's what you do.
Det er det man gør.
And you go maybe to your brother and sister.
Så går du måske til din bror eller søster.
And you go like, I'm sorry, man.
Og siger undskyld.
Last time I said something I shouldn't have said.
Sidste gang så sagde jeg noget jeg ikke burde have sagt.
Forgive me.
Kan du tilgive mig?
F you.
F dig.
Love you.
Jeg elsker dig.
Don't know how yet.
Jeg ved ikke hvordan endnu.
But I'm really trying.
Men jeg prøver virkelig.
Can you help me?
Kan du hjælpe mig?
Because I really wanna grow in love.
Fordi jeg vil gerne vokse i kærlighed.
Because Jesus said.
Fordi Jesus sagde.
To the love you got for each other.
At på jeres indbyrdes kærlighed.
People will know that I am the Lord and Savior.
Skal folk kende mig, at jeg er jeres frelser.
I want people to know him.
At vi lærer mennesker ham at kende.
So I want to love you.
Jeg vil gerne elske dig.
But I don't know how.
Men jeg ved ikke hvordan.
Because I still got some pain and hurt.
Fordi jeg stadigvæk har noget smerte og noget der gør ondt.
Can you help me?
Kan du hjælpe mig?
That's what we need to do.
Det er det vi har brug for at gøre.
And that so gives so much freedom.
Og det giver så meget frihed.
Says he comes like a roaring lion.
Der står at fjenden han kommer som en brølende løve.
But actually is a lizard.
Men det er faktisk som et firben.
And do you know there is something called the lizard brain?
The lizard what?
Lizard brain. It's a term.
Der er noget der ligesom hedder et firbenshjerne.
It's called the lizard brain.
Firbenshjerne.
When I was preparing this sermon.
Og da jeg forberedte den her prædiken.
And I prepared my sermon in the gym.
Og jeg forberedte min prædiken i fitnesscenter.
Why? Because when I get tired.
Hvorfor? Fordi når jeg bliver træt.
And my body gets tired.
Og min krop bliver træt.
My spirit really starts to listen.
Så begynder min ånd virkelig at lytte.
And it's early in the morning.
Og det er tidligere
om morgenen. This morning, 10 minutes before 6, I was in the gym.
Lidt før 6 i morges var jeg i fitnesscenter.
I know, I'm pretty crazy, but that's me.
Ja, det er skørt, men det er mig.
But then, when I was preparing this sermon,
men da jeg forberedte den her prædiken,
suddenly I was in my mind of seeing lizards.
Så det som om jeg i mit sind så de her firben.
And I saw the word brain.
Og så jeg ordet hjerne.
And thank God for Google.
Tak Gud for Google.
Because I just googled lizard brain.
Fordi jeg googlede bare firbenshjerne.
And it's a term. There's something called the lizard brain.
Det er en terminologi, det er noget som man.
And what the lizard brain does?
Det som det her firbenshjerne gør.
It's the fight or flight mentality.
Det er den her fight or flight, altså at man flygter eller
kæmper.
All the time
expecting the worst.
Hele tiden forventer det værste.
Anxiety is there all the time.
At der hele tiden er bekymring.
What if? And that's where the enemy is.
Og det er der fjenden er.
He's not an, he thinks he's a lion, but he's a lion without teeth.
Han tror han er en løve, men han er en løve uden tænder.
He's a lizard.
Han er et firben.
And he lives in there.
Og han er på den her måde.
And you have to get him out.
Du, han er i dit hoved, og du skal have ham ud derfra.
And how?
Hvordan?
To humble your heart.
Ved at ydmyge dit hjerte.
Please stand.
Lad os rejse os op.
Father, thank you so much.
Tak, far.
The things that can be so complicated.
At ting der kan være så kompliceret.
Actually, the solution is so simple.
At løsningen faktisk er så enkel.
It's your name.
Det er dit navn.
It's your kingdom.
Dit rige.
It's your righteousness.
Din retfærdighed.
And thank you that your kingdom is already among us.
Og tak at dit rige allerede er iblandt os.
Because we are living stones.
Fordi vi er levende stene.
And if you are here today.
Og hvis du er her i dag.
And you've never accepted Jesus
as your
Lord and Savior. Og du har aldrig
taget Jesus som din herre og frelser.
But you go like, you know what? I don't want to live in that anxiety.
Og du har sådan, jeg har ikke lyst til at leve i den her bekymring.
I don't want to be captured by the problems of the world.
Jeg har ikke lyst til at være fanget af problemerne i verden.
And you realize there's a solution here right now in
His name
is Jesus.
Og du indser, der er en løsning lige her nu i navnet Jesus.
Then in a moment when the worship comes goes on, please come up and we want to talk to you and pray with you.
Så imens lovsangen er i gang her om et øjeblik, så bare kom frem her, så vi taler med dig, Jesus.
It's a very simple prayer.
Det er en meget simpel bøn.
Just you acknowledging that he is the one.
Det er bare, at du erkender, at han er den.
And that you don't want to do it alone anymore.
Og at du ikke vil klare den alene længere.
And if you here today.
Hvis du er her i dag.
And you go like, you know what? I got that lizard brain.
Og du siger, jeg har den her firbenshjerne.
Jeg har that fight and flight.
Den her fight and flight, altså jeg kæmper eller jeg flygter. Og du vil gerne slippe af med det.
Then you're so welcome to come up and we want to pray for
you. Så vil jeg også rigtig gerne have lov til at bede for dig.
That's going to be hard.
Det bliver svært.
Because you got that I don't know.
Fordi du har sådan, nej, jeg ved ikke om jeg vil.
That's exactly when you need to do it.
Det er lige præcis derfor du har brug for det.
Yeah, we stand together with you.
Vi står sammen med dig.
And if you just want more of Jesus.
Og hvis du bare vil have mere af Jesus.
Yeah, you thank him for what he's already been doing.
Og tak ham for det han allerede har gjort.
Yeah, we also want to pray for him.
Så vil vi også gerne bede for dig.
I just want to pray a prayer over everybody.
Jeg vil bare gerne bede en bøn over os alle sammen.
Then we go into worship.
Så går vi ind i lovsangen.
So essential.
Så essentielt.
Because it's all about worship.
Fordi det hele handler om tilbedelse.
It's all about him.
Handler om ham, det hele.
But you know what?
Men ved du hvad?
For him.
For ham.
It's all about you.
Så handler det hele om dig.
So Father, just thank you for everybody
so
who's standing right now.
For alle, som står nu.
Thank you for your Holy Spirit.
Tak for din Hellige Ånd.
Thank you that we can be guarded today together.
Tak at vi kan være her sammen.
And thank you, Father, also when we go into the canteen in a moment.
Også når vi går over i caféen om lidt.
That the church service doesn't stop.
At gudstjenesten ikke slutter.
That we can still encourage each other.
At vi kan fortsætte med at opmuntre hinanden.
We still can love each other.
Og elske hinanden.
And Father,
og far,
forgive me.
Tilgiv mig.
And let me be a person.
Og lad mig være et menneske.
Who will be easily to forgive other people.
Som vil være hurtig til at tilgive andre.
Who will love in forgiveness.
Som vil elske og tilgive.
Who will love to suffer.
Som vil elske og lide.
For the things that I can grow in his likeness.
For det som jeg kan vokse ind i og blive dig lig i.
And through that there is a promise.
Og igennem det er der et løfte.
That you will get there.
At du kommer dertil.
You will get there.
Du kommer dertil.
You are closer than you think.
Du er tættere på end
du tror. It's not so far away.
Der er ikke så langt.
I bless you that you can start seeing it.
Og jeg velsigner dig til at se det.
And start smelling it.
Og begynde at dufte.
And start experiencing it.
Og begynde at opleve det.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
Tak fordi du lyttede til denne uges podcast. Husk at abonnere på vores kanal, så du ikke misser den næste prædiken. Du kan også følge os på Facebook og Instagram for at se mere om, hvad der foregår i kirken. For mere info, besøg impactchurch.dk.